Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. A bill to uphold current law and require insurance companies to pay the bills for home nursing care for children was blocked in the House this past session. Minnesota has had this law for 16 years, but now DFL Senator Liz Bolden says insurance companies are trying to limit coverage.
The intent of the law is very clear. It really is crystal clear that the intent is for these insurance companies to pay for the entirety of that care.
Bolden's attempts to pass the bill to keep this law in place ran out of time on the final day of session. Bolden says she's not giving up and not waiting for the next session.
I will keep reaching out to the governor's office. I think there is a role for him and the agency to be, you know, pushing to hold these insurance companies accountable.
Authorities in Winona County continue to search for a man who is believed to be in crisis. 22-year-old Elijah McCumber was last seen Saturday night on a dead-end road in southeastern Winona County. Deputies say four specialized K-9 teams searched the area Monday where McCumber's vehicle was located. They are asking landowners in the area to check outbuildings, hunting blinds, and other structures. Following the Minnesota State Board of Trustees' decision to increase tuition again this year by an average of 6.25%, students are voicing their concerns. Students United Chair M. Hodge.
The burden cannot be put on students. As we see, the need is only growing for basic needs, supports, and emergency grants. And making the decision to pause in education is a reality some face due to rising costs. If we keep increasing the costs while cutting programs, services, operations, etc., will there be a guarantee that the services can still be up to par?
The increase will impact all 33 colleges and universities across Minnesota. Drivers on Interstate 94 in central Minnesota should prepare for months of delays as major bridge repairs get underway. MnDOT says traffic is reduced to a single lane in both directions between Melrose and Sauk Center beginning today. In other headlines, a teenager is facing charges for an alleged gas station break-in on Memorial Day in Battle Lake. Otter Tail County Sheriff's deputies found a door to the Senex station pried open early Monday and later determined several items have been stolen. A juvenile suspect was identified and taken into custody. If you're out enjoying one of Minnesota state parks or trails, there's a few things you can do to avoid coming across a bear. BearWise coordinator Franklin Whitaker says avoid leaving food, trash, or scraps.
We recommend double bagging your food when you're out hiking and make sure that if you pack it in, you're packing out, including all your trash. Don't leave peels or cores. It's still food scraps that then helps the bear associate that trail or campsite with a food reward.
Two people were injured in a crash involving an ATV and a passenger vehicle Sunday morning in Litchfield Township in Meeker County. Authorities say the ATV was traveling illegally on the county road when the driver allegedly failed to signal a turn. This is MNN.